Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Rescue me from death, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. God of compassion, turn to us your children. Bend down your ear in your great loving kindness. And as your people's song is now ascending, we beg you, hear us. Look down in mercy from your throne of glory. Pour on our souls the radiance of your presence. Drive from our weary hearts the shades of darkness. Our footsteps lighten. Free us from sin because of your great loving. And cleanse the sordid, loose the fettered spirit. Spare every sinner, raise with your own right hand all who have fallen. Amen. O Adonai, receive us as we sing with humble hearts. And so may our offering be pleasing to you. Give thanks to love, acclaim the name, tell all that Adonai has done. Make music and sing among the peoples God's mighty deeds and wonders. Revel in the holy name, delight in seeking Adonai. Look always for God's strength and power, the presence of love in our world. Recount the signs and wonders, the judgments and just decrees, for God remembers the covenant, the promise for 1,000 generations, the agreement made with Abraham, and the oath sworn to Isaac, confirmed with Jacob as law, for Israel as a covenant forever. I give you a land to care for. Canaan will be your inheritance. They were only a few in number, a handful of nomads in the land, wandering from country to country, from one realm and nation to another. Love tolerated no oppression, admonished kings and rulers on their account. Do not touch those I have anointed. Do no harm to any of my prophets. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Adonai, receive us, as we sing with humble hearts, and so may our offering be pleasing to you.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God spoke to Abram and said, My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram, Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. God remembers the covenant forever, the oath that was sworn to Abraham. Make known God's deeds among the peoples. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. Give thanks to Adonai, tell the name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think he would see my day. When he saw it, he was glad. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think he would see my day. When he saw it, he was glad.
The Spirit of Adonai anointed you to bring good news to the poor. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. To proclaim liberty to captives, fill us with your Holy Spirit. To restore sight to the blind, fill us with your Holy Spirit. To let the oppressed go free, fill us with your Holy Spirit. To proclaim a jubilee year from Adonai, fill us with your Holy Spirit. You came that all might have life and have it to the full. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give you thanks, O gracious God, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and brought us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. As spring sees new life emerging from the muck and mud left by a long cold winter, may your gift of this season of grace renew our spirits, cleanse our hearts, and free us to grow and flourish in freedom and the fullness of life. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy as we approach the holy feast of Easter. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.